The conference will now begin.
Okay, here we go, guys. So we are right now in Halacha Gimel, Oz Beis. And, and we've been discussing right now
the make it happen.
Sleeping. Someone on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, great. Welcome. So we're discussing the sugya of sleeping. Sleeping and really the sugya of waking up. But to wake up, we have to know how to go to sleep. So we're holding here in Oz Gimel. We're in the middle. And we've been discussing here about getting up by Chatzos. Because Rabbi Nachman taught us that going to sleep, and it's really from Rabbi Nachman, of course, that going to sleep is very, very important for us. Of course, physically it's very important. But what sleep does, if you remember from last week, Yisrael, remember last week, Yisrael? When you go to sleep, I caught you looking around. Remember? Good. When you go to sleep, you're allowing your das to be renewed. How do you allow your das to be renewed? Right? We use our das, our wisdom, the whole day. Sometimes we become tired. So you go to sleep, and you're something called histelkas das. You throw your das away, and you enter into the world of emunah. And when you enter the world of emunah, there's no questions that bother you. Your das has a time to rest. And then when you wake up, what time, Yisrael, what time are we waking up? Do you remember?
We are waking up
Chatzos. Chatzos, right. Sam, you there? What's up? Okay. When you wake up, Chatzos. Chatzos is a very important time because even though going to sleep is very important for us, we said, you can't just sleep until 10 o'clock. Even though putting your das away and entering into the world of the moon is a beautiful thing, but our Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to use our das. And therefore, we have to wake up. And so there's three times to wake up. The lowest time to wake up is right before Zman Kriya Shema. The time before that is waking up before Alos, right? We said from Rabbi Nachman to wake up into wake up the morning. And then the highest time to wake up, if we could do that, is to wake up by Chatzos. Because you allow your time to rest. You allow your das to rest, enter into the world of Emunah. Then you come out very powerful, especially if you wake up by Chatzos. Waking up by Chatzos does two things. Number one, waking up by Chatzos shows a person's emunah, and strengthens his emunah that he's ready to start the day. And it allows his das to have a restart. But we're going to discuss now that you need something else. Just to wake up, this das is also a vessel. And if you have a beautiful cup, a nice vessel, if you don't fill it up with water, so then it's not going to be able to be usable. So we need to fill up the cup of das with something. So here we go on page 116 in the BRI edition. Good to love us. Yeah. On page 116 in the BRI edition, if you have this one. Here we go. Vizehu. Vizehu chatzos laila, says David HaMelech. Vizehu chatzos laila okum lohodas loch. So David HaMelech at Chatzos Laila would wake up. We know David HaMelech is the one that Chazal tells us the Gemara Brachos. He's the one who used to wake up at Chatzos. Lahodos Lach, always to thank and to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al Mishpatei Tzedkecha, on the straightness, the righteousness of His judgments, of His halachos. Hashem's laws in this world. Rabbi Nachman says Al Mishpatei Tzedkecha Daika. Rabbi Nachman is going to tell us something from Rabbi Nachman. It is very important that specifically at Chatzos, that David HaMelech would wake up and he would be learning Mishpatei Tzedkecha, which sounds like halacha, right? There's many things a person can learn. You can learn Gemara, you can learn Chassidus, you can learn Musar, you can learn Kabbalah, you can learn halacha. So David HaMelech specifically would wake up to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn halacha. Says Rabbi Nachman, Ki kinas Chatzos lasak b'Torah. When you wake up Chatzos specifically to learn Torah, so we notice here as he's explaining to us the way that you allow the das to become refreshed in the strongest way is not just to go to sleep. That's very important. But when you wake up and you have this fresh vessel, you have this fresh keli, you need to allow the most appropriate content to be poured in. And how? What better way to fill a das than with Torah? So David HaMelech says, and Rabbi Nachman saying, that when you wake up with a fresh new das, the first thing you want to do, the chatzos, is to learn Torah. Zeu b'chzezo minos and zeu b'chinas limit ha-poskim hanal. What's he referring to? Rabbi Nachman told us that when a person has an inner battle, he has a fight within himself, in order to make shalom, because when a person has doubts inside himself, he doesn't know which way to go. Is it the Yitzhahara talking to me? Is it the Yitzhahara talking to me? It's not clear. It's your doubts back and forth. So Rabbi Nachman told us, and he's the one who teaches us, he's a doctor. Rabbi Nachman's a spiritual doctor, and he knows the different medicines that we need to take. And the way that the Breslovers call medicine, they call it Eitzes. These are the wisdom advice. So the advice that Rabbi Nachman gave us was to learn poskim. To learn halacha. If you learn halacha, that's allowing us, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, you learn Mishnah Berurah. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, and then there's a psak halacha. The psak halacha is that which resolves our doubts. We had a doubt, we didn't know which way the halacha goes. We have a doubt inside of us, which way does it go? Yetzer hara, yetzer tov, what should we do? So the psak halacha, when you learn Shulchan Aruch and you learn Mishnah Berurah, that allows a person, even on the inside, to be poshet to shilas, to be able to answer up his doubts. And therefore, he can live happily, b'shalom, at peace. So Rabbi Nachman is teaching us that waking up chatzos and learning Torah, any Torah, of course, halacha is good, but any Torah at chatzos is the bechin of limud poskim. If a person is in doubt, if a person has inner doubt, he has a struggle between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, so waking up at chatzos and learning Torah answers all those doubts. Shaydei zeh, says Rabbi Nachman, shaydei zeh mamshichin hadas liyashiv elokushos she'efshar liyashiv. That through this, you're going to be able to allow your das to be filled up, your wisdom, your ability to think in an appropriate way, to fill up and answer the questions that have answers to it. Rabbi Nachman told us, we have to keep going back. Rabbi Nachman told us, everyone else can teach us that there's two types of questions. There are types of questions that you cannot answer. It's impossible. Rabbi Nachman says, don't even attempt to go into that place. Rather, what do? You go to sleep. You throw yourself into a muna. That's the first half of the night. First half of the night when the din is very strong. These are questions you cannot answer. Go to sleep. Allow yourself to rest. Throw your das away. You go into the place of emunah. However, there's certain questions that you can answer. You have to try to answer. The second half of the night, when you wake up and you're able to use your das, so now you're involved in a whole new world of questions. These are questions that you're able to answer. They're very difficult. And if a person doesn't have the proper emunah, he might be mikom miayish. Because as we've discussed many times, these are questions that are bothering you. They have an answer, but I can't get to it. Maybe that kofar, that maybe the apikoros is right. Maybe chasron is not a bonus one. Or there's whatever, he takes a hit at some ikar yisod of your life. You know, you heard that being happy is a big yisod. Being happy is a big yisod. And so this guy asks all these questions. What are you talking about? Being happy doesn't help you at all. Whatever it is, something ridiculous. And you can't answer, and for whatever reason, your das has been closed off. That could hurt a person if you don't have the proper emunah. What Rabbi Nachman is teaching us now is how do you answer? How do you allow yourself to be filled up, both in a way to, when a person asks a question that there is an answer, not to be bothered, A, using emunah, but B, is being able to use your das to figure out an answer. He says when you wake up at chatzos, or as early as you can, you know, we have to be normal here, as early as you can to wake up specifically early in the morning, well before davening, and you're waking up specifically to learn Torah, any Torah, that will give your das the proper content, the proper flow, the proper fill in order to answer these questions. And even if you don't know, you'll be able to utilize your emunah to know that these questions shouldn't break you. I'll find an answer. I don't know now. I don't know the answer. I'll find out. I'll ask. I'll figure it out. So there's a renunciation. She says, Zochan Ayde Esek HaTor B'Chatzos. Dafka, the learning Torah B'Chatzos, is so, so powerful. I've been told, a bit different tzaddikim, they quote the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai, the Sfardi Gaon Tzadik, Mr. Ben Ish Chai, that he would say that, I don't know the exact numbers, but it's kedai to sleep hours during the day in order that you could stay 1 hour by chatzos and matar. 1 hour of learning by chatzos at night is worth many hours during the day because of what it could do for a person at that point. So someone once told me, it's kedai. He was pushing me to wake up by chatzos. And he said, don't worry, you can sleep during the day a few hours. It's okay. Okay, it's a very difficult thing, but it shows how powerful the learning by chatzos is. So let's continue. Ukamu v'zara kadosh. The Zara tells us in B'shalach, B'divir Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Nachman teaches us, shayidei kimas chatzos, waking up by chatzos, And then learning Torah at that time, that allows Das to come in. Das is one of the most important tools that we have. And it's unfortunate, I can't go into it now, it is so lacking, simple Das is lacking. If you're here by Shabbos, you heard a Shmuz from the Rebbe here, simple Das. But the fact that he had to give a whole Shmuz about simple Das is, it's sad. It's sad. By the second half of Chatzos, by the second half of the night,
common sense
is
not all that common.
Correct. Thank you, sir. That is 100% correct. I'm happy you know that. Very good. By the second half of the night, after you went to sleep, right? There was going to sleep, that was a tough time. That was the time of his questions that you can't know. In life, there's certain times, doesn't mean you're sleeping. There's certain times during life where there's certain questions that are not knowable. Use your emunah. Use your emunah. So at that point, you go to sleep. But then the second half, after you utilize your emunah, you refresh yourself. It's a fresh start. It's a new start. Then you mantik, you sweeten that din. Because even going into emunah sometimes is a din. The very fact that you have to go into emunah, I don't know. And you have to, in a certain way, blessing yourself and go into just emuna. I'm just going to believe. I don't understand why. I mean, Das thinking is like an expansion. I know, I could think, I'm complex. But sometimes you can't know, and Hashem doesn't want you to know. He wants you to be reliant on Him, so therefore you have to minimize yourself like a din and just go to that place, that nekuda of emuna. That's it. There's nothing complicated. Ribbono Shalom runs the world. Ribbono Shalom is good. I'd come. That's one nekuda. It's not so complex. Although Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us after that, after we go into that place of just one, just Hashem, He wants us to then wake up, expand, and enter into the world with our Das. Even though sometimes we'll make mistakes, but every parent also wants their child to go out into the world. You can't be reliant on the parent every single second. You have to use your Das. You have to use your common sense. Sometimes you make mistakes. That's okay. If you're a thinking, healthy person, then you'll be able to get back up. There's no fuels. Let me get back up. So the second half of the night, there's antakas of din, there's a sweetening of the din. And at that time, then the darkness are those kinds of questions that you can answer, and the ability to answer. At that point of the night, you can answer, but your das is still a little bit small. She said, we can because so if it's still nighttime. So what do? You have the ability to use your das. It's the second half of the night. But your das is not filled up yet. So what do? You fill it up. So you have to learn Torah then. Wake up at Chatzos, learn any Torah you want. That opens up the pathways of das.
That makes total sense.
Baruch Hashem. So you agree with every nothing. In order that you're zocheh to the das, even when the day comes. If you bring your das by night, you're going to wake up with that das. I mean, what he means is you're going to live every single moment of your living, waking life with that das. In order that you could raise up and strengthen that amuna b'shleimus balos hashachar, when the morning does come, the physical morning comes, then your amuna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be total. Because even to have amuna, you need das. Amuna doesn't mean I don't know anything, I'm just relying on Hashem. Sometimes that's silliness. You have to, your emunah is based on, I know, das, I know, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And I'm going to go into that place. You can't say, I don't know anything, so I'm just going to throw up my hands. That's not emunah. Emunah is, I know the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. That's emunah. So you need das even for the emunah. I mean, to live every single second like that. So how do you build up that das to then build up your emunah, Torah b'chatzos. Let's finish up this line here. That's b'chinas nafkas b'tzasa. That's when the malchus wakes up. That's when the Zohar Kadosh and the malchus gets up in the morning. She's fresh. She's powerful. She's a b'chinas she'e umor ha'shachar. That's what the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch is saying. You have to wake up in the morning like a lion in order. She'e umor ha'shachar. You have to wake up the shachar. You have to wake up the emunah. How do you wake up the emunah? Through das. Through das b'chatzos. How do you wake up the das b'chatzos? By going to sleep with emunah. How do you go to sleep with the Muna? Kabbalah Sahab Malka Shemayim, by Kriya Shema, right before you go to sleep. Which was Zochan Metzashem, to the proper waking up. But to wake up properly, you need to go to sleep properly. Yisrael?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shabbat, everybody. Oh, Simcha.
Simcha. And then we were just talking about that first pasuk. It's the Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokim, Shema Chad bit.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the bit.
Before the crossing,
it's
right?
A lot. Oh, yeah. That's the main part. Shema Kabul, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Oh, talking to you, Yisrael.
Ha ha. That's Yaakov in the background.
That's your other half, Yaakov yourself. He's your evil half, even though he's a sweet, lovable person.
Really?
No.
Evil half.
Can
I be Yisrael?
You guys decide that later.
Even though I'm Yisrael.
You're both tzaddikim. It's good thing you guys are hand in hand over there. All right, guys. Everybody have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mario, Luigi.
Mario, Luigi.